98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
They say on the radio, Nathan, it's better to be late than out of breath. And I have just run to the toilet and back, and just about made it back before the end of the ad break. And our toilets aren't exactly... They should build toilets in the studio for emergencies like that. But here I am.
I think that just tells you more about your fitness levels than anything
else. I'm very fit, thanks very much. I was there for my morning run at 4:30.
Debatable.
AM.
Debatable.
Now, tell us firstly, the Pro 14 returned last night.
Yes, and there were 3 wins from 4 for the provinces. Ulster saw off the Ospreys 38-14 at the Kingspan Stadium. Munster beat the Dragons 39-9 at Thomond Park. The Scarlets beat Connacht 18-10 at Parky Scarlets. And the Benetton ran Leinster close at the Stadio Monigo 27-32. But Leo Cullen's men off to a good start with a win.
Yes, now Ireland beat 19-12 by Japan yesterday morning, and some injury news about a replacement call-up for the squad.
Yes, Ireland have called Ulster's Geordie Murphy into their World Cup squad, confirming Jack Conan will miss the rest of the tournament with a broken foot. So some bad news, but a well and capable replacement coming into the fold.
Yeah, one game ongoing at the moment.
There is, it's half-time, currently Australia 8, Wales 23. That's the only game on today in the Rugby World Cup.
Yes, now former Lions Leinster and Ireland man Shane Byrne is on the line. Shane, how are you? A very fit man, unlike myself, apparently.
Yeah, right. At least I'm able to time my toilet breaks a bit better. You know?
Yeah, so I woke up a bit dehydrated, so I said I'd drink a litre of water, and it hasn't done my timing too well. But anyway, here I am, and here you are, Shane. Ireland 19-12 defeat to Japan, a much changed Ireland team, but not exactly ideal.
Well, first things we got to say, Japan were fantastic.
Yeah.
That has to be said. No matter how much we pick apart Ireland, Japan absolutely played a brilliant high-tempo game and kept the ball in play for a massive amount of time, which just knackered Ireland. Ireland started really well. Jack Carty really pulling the strings. You can see his GAA skills coming in with the cross-field kicks. Japan had a really hard-up defence, and we were finding ways to get around it. But then, for some reason, we started to hesitate in our own defence. When Japan had the ball, we started to... our line speed slowed down, and then we came out in the second half, even though we had a lead, and we completely changed the game plan, which played into Japan's hands completely. We started kicking the ball to them into space, and Japan just didn't give us back the ball at all throughout the game, and it was just dire to see. You know, experienced players absolutely out in their feet when you have to defend for those massive amount of times. Everybody knows way harder to defend than it is to attack, and it really cost us.
Let's hear now from the Ireland coach, Joe Schmidt.
I'd like to first of all congratulate the Japanese for the energy, intensity, the skill they brought to the game tonight. They are a big team and they play big, and they were very difficult to contain. I felt we probably controlled the first quarter reasonably well. To go 12-3 up, 2 tries scored, you know, it's probably exactly what we'd asked for. But the longer the game went, the more oxygen they got from penalties and from the skill that they showed. And, you know, you've got to commend them for that. It's not the first time we've seen them do it. It's not a surprise to us that they were incredibly tough to beat. That's a tough defeat for us to take. But I think the strength of the team will be how they respond and how they rebound from this. A 6-day turnaround into this game was a little bit tough, and we've got a 5-day turnaround now into the Russian game in Kobe on Thursday. So that will be another challenge for us.
Shane, they always speak about the review, and, you know, earlier on in the show we heard from some players and in the sports bulletins as well, and you know, listening to Keane Healy talking about the group being together and wanting to bounce back. How will they be feeling now, kind of 24 hours after the game? Their reviews have started and they've suffered a bad defeat on the biggest stage possible.
Diabolical.
Yeah.
It'll be a really, really difficult thing now for the management and Joe Schmidt to get them mentally back into the place that they need to be, because there's a huge task ahead of them. It's completely in Ireland's hands whether we get through this group or not. If we go out and we get the bonus points against Russia, and it'd be a harder task against Samoa, we definitely go through. There's no debate, no matter what happens. If we don't, we are relying on results. We're waiting to see how things go against us, particularly that Scotland-Japan game. And that's the difference. That is where Joe really has a hard task on his hands now, because he has to rotate the squad massively. You can't rely on the same guys right the way through. We've done this in previous World Cups where things have gone astray and we start just putting out the same team. As we saw in the second half of the game, those guys were dead on their feet, and we need to rely on our squad. Yes, you need to have senior players steering the ship, but it's still going to be a huge task. But thankfully, it's still in our hands.
And Shane, it's the first time we've spoken to you since the World Cup began, because last week the game was actually on during the show when Ireland beat Scotland. So, you know, the competition overall has looked great. Henry McKean has been doing reports for Communicore Media over there, and Owen Sheen as well. And, you know, speaking to fans and, you know, people from all over the world. We spoke a few weeks ago about the amount of Irish people that will go and travel. The Japanese seem to have really taken to all the fans that have been there. So the result aside yesterday, what have you made of everything so far?
It's been great. The crowds to the games has been absolutely fantastic. It really does look like the Japanese people have taken it to their hearts. Like, nearly every game is a sellout. The fun, everyone's just smiling, and, you know, the happy World Cup people are, you know, phrasing it. And I think that that's reflecting out onto the games. It's reflecting out into the minnows. They've had some really good results. You see Uruguay getting a great result against Fiji, obviously Japan. You know, that's really going to galvanize the country into watching what's going on. If there's anybody over there that hasn't been really paying attention, they will now, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger. The demand for tickets has been huge. There's a huge amount of Irish support. There's still plenty of cheering left to be done, hopefully, but to me, so far, it's been a great success.
Yes, and we've seen Ireland win one and lose one so far, with two games to go against Russia and Samoa, and we came into this competition as number one ranked team in the world. From the other teams you've seen, Shane, Italy, New Zealand, Australia, etc. Not Italy, of course, England as well. Who would? Because Italy won't win it for sure. How would you sum up the teams in the opening couple of games as to who might be the favourites to go and make the later stages?
Well, in fairness, Italy have got full points so far, but they've a diabolical couple of games coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, New Zealand go into every World Cup as favourites, rightfully so. And from what we've seen of them against South Africa, they were very clinical, absorbed a huge amount of pressure, and then were able to just press the button and get the tries scored when they needed to. And I think they still are the team to beat. There's no doubt about that. A few eyebrows raised about France in flashes in the game against Argentina in particular. They were very, very good. I don't think England have really got going yet. I think their individual is Tuilagi in particular, really got the game going for them against Tonga. USA still better, but not where they want to be. Wales at the moment are doing a great job against Australia as we speak, and that's interesting, because I would have thought Australia put up more of a fight, and Wales are completely in control of that. So we're talking about in around those teams. And obviously, look, South Africa are going to be there. They're about a World Cup team. They always get themselves ready every 4 years, no matter what's happened previous to that.
Yeah, that game currently, Australia 8, Wales 23, just into the second half as well. Shane, as always, thanks for your time. We'll speak to you next Sunday after that game against Russia on Thursday, which we hope will be a win for Ireland. Thanks, Shane.
No worries, man. Take care.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.